The next patient is Kenneth Winnell. The last name is W-E-I-N, like in November, E-L, like in Lima. Kenneth. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old white male that we follow in the practice because of the presence of chronic kidney disease stage 2. This patient has a history of diabetes mellitus, metabolic syndrome that is just controlled with the diet and activity. The hypertension has been under control, and the patient felt the need that he needed a follow-up after uh, 20 months without coming to the office. The patient is asymptomatic, and the laboratory workup is as follows. The CBC is normal, platelet count is normal. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, we have a fasting glucose of 178, a creatinine of 1, and an estimated GFR of 73 mL per minute. There is no evidence of proteinuria. There is no activity in the urinary sediment. The patient is stable. Number two, the diabetes mellitus has been under control. Hemoglobin A1C 7.3. In the past, the hemoglobin A1C was 6.5. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today, 129 over 64. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. The patient had a vitamin D level above 90. Period. This is a patient that is very active. He works 5 days a week indoors, but seems to be taking care of his blood sugar, blood pressure, and everything pertinent to his health. The patient has a nocturia that is anywhere from 3 to 5. He doesn't have any dribbling, doesn't have any trouble starting the urination. During the next appointment, that is going to be in a year, we are going to do a post-void ultrasound of the pelvis, and we're going to repeat the laboratory workup. Paragraph, we invested 12 minutes reviewing the lab in the face-to-face, 25 minutes. And in the documentation, 10 minutes.